In Prayers of the Cosmos, I had to translate that 5 or 6 different ways. Because, again, this would be the tradition of Middle Eastern translation, that you don't just translate words in only one way, you translate them in on different levels, different possible levels. Why would one do this? Well, that was the type of tradition it was. It was tradition to understand ourselves better and to get wisdom from the prophets rather than to say it's only this. Again, this all fits with this notion of things are in flux, things are changing. This is what allowed Judaism to revive or reinvent itself after the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed. It reinvented itself through Midrash, through looking back at the words of Moses and reinventing itself in what is today called Rabbinical Judaism. Well, Abunda Bashmaya, I translated in Prayers of the Cosmos something like this. O birther, father, mother of the cosmos, you create all that moves in light. O thou, the breathing life of all, creator of the shimmering sound that touches us. Wordless action, silent potency, where eyes and ears awaken, there heaven comes. It's sort of like, it's really more sort of a poetic unfolding of the roots of the words, because one can render the roots, that is the individual letters, which are themselves meanings in different ways. It's not that you look up a word in the dictionary and there's the meaning. No, you render the letters as though the letters themselves were living beings, because that was the tradition in ancient Hebrew, ancient Aramaic, and in Arabic too. So the Quran can be rendered in the same way. I had somewhere here, and I think I lost it, a short translation of, oh yeah, here it is, that's in Desert Wisdom, of the whole of what is ordinarily called the Lord's Prayer. And again, this, I violate the principle I just mentioned, which is I translate each line one way, but you understand it could be translated another way. So I just translated it as literally as I could, but different than the way you've normally heard it. I read the Aramaic before, so this is one midrash, or this is one translation of Jesus' prayer, ordinarily called the Lord's Prayer. O breathing life, your name shines everywhere. Release a space to plant your presence here. Envision your I can now. Embody your desire in every light and form. Grow through us this moment's bread and wisdom. Untie the knots of failure binding us as we release the strands we hold of others' faults. Help us not forget our source, yet free us from not being in the present. From you arises every vision, power, and song, from gathering to gathering. Amen, amen. May our future actions grow from here. So it's a little different. But as I said, in most cases, what we have in the King James Version and other English versions of the Bible are not really wrong translations, but they're very limited translations. It's only one, a very narrow spectrum of what is there in the words, both in terms of gender, male, female, in terms of this within, outside, inside, among distinction, and in terms of dividing things mind, body, soul, spirit, which Aramaic peoples never did.